Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other cool things you can do there. It's pretty much small business heaven, so check it out when you get a chance. Christine Muckler-Casper is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is an author. She's an award-winning lecturer. She spent something somewhere around 20 years or so, must have started when she was only about 8, helping individuals and organizations fulfill their potential. It says here, folks, that she's personally trained over 40,000 people. That's a lot of folks. I'm going to ask her in a second how she did that. She's the author of From Now On With Passion. You know her. She's been with us before. We're going to talk a little bit more about your emotional intelligence. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much, and I'm enjoying this.
Well, we are too, and we're glad to have you here. How have you personally trained? I mean, I know you're only 29. How have you personally trained 40,000 people?
On a scale of 1 to 10, Jim, I rate my job at about a 14. I love what I do. So I'm out there training at least 5 days a week on average.
Yeah.
And working with companies, working with individuals. So if you do that 50 weeks of the year, the numbers add up.
Well, listen, there's 52 weeks in the year. What's your problem here? And by the way, can I congratulate you on adding another notch to your grandma belt?
Thank you very much.
Got a new grandbaby. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Jim.
Christine, when you talk to these people, we're going to get into another example that Christine uses in her book of how to develop your emotional intelligence. We're going to talk about self-management in a minute. But Christine, before we go there, when you're talking to these people you meet with, these 40,000 folks that you meet with all every week, what is the one thing that you're that seems to keep coming out from all of them that they need?
They need the ability to make good decisions. They're not confident in their decision-making capability, and there's a whole lot that goes behind that. So what they really need is the ability to focus, to be intentional, and that's what we stress.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because they don't have the tools or they don't have the self-confidence?
It's a combination of both. The tools help provide them with the self-confidence, and if they could increase their self-confidence, they would be more open to the tools that they already possess, and they just need to bring out.
You know, I remember when my kids became grown, I observed them, and I didn't always agree with what they decided to do, but I noticed that they were making good decisions, and that made me feel pretty good.
Hmm.
And there's a what does it take to make good decisions?
There's a quote that I often use, and I'm not sure of the source of it, but the quote is, "Can you hear the universe whisper before it shouts?" And so I take a spin on that. I ask people, can you hear yourself whisper before you get in trouble or before you get in really tough situations? The ability to make good decisions combines your IQ and your EQ, your emotional intelligence quotient. You've got to listen to yourself, and then you've got to apply some strategy for it. So it's listening to ourselves and then being strategic about what's going on in the world. Most poor decisions are made because we are not clear about our values and we are not clear about our intentions and we are not in the moment, so we're missing a lot of information that's just passing right by us.
Well, and what it seems to me happens based on what I think I hear you saying is that by the time the decision has to be made, you haven't spent a lot of time with that decision, but the decision has to be made, and so you basically react to the situation rather than having this having been forming in your mind for a long time.
Right. And if we practice that, Jim, being clear about our values, clear about our intentions, listening to ourselves, and apply strategic thinking. If we do that on a regular basis, then when we are asked to make a very quick decision, it will just kick in because we're so used to being in touch and in tune with ourselves.
This sounds an awful lot like self-management.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Tell us about, give us your definition of self-management.
Self-management is being able to use your understanding of your feelings to reason well and to act intelligently and intentfully. So it's understanding your feelings, why they are arising, so that we can use that information to be intentional.
You know, some people seem to not know what really they stand for. They seem to not even know their own mind. And that's really unfortunate, isn't it?
It is, which is one of the exercises that we give out during our seminars is a very simple exercise. We ask people to write down, what are your primary values in life? What are the guiding principles that you live by? And Jim, based upon our informal research, over 90% of Americans have never written down what they stand for, what their true values are. And if we're not very clear about it, if we can't write it down like that, then how can we make good decisions in the moment?
All right. Now, for me, I've never had any trouble with that because people have told me that I don't have any problem knowing what I want, and I don't have any problem telling people what I want. But it is a problem, I think, for some people. What does that exercise actually look like? Is it a physical thing that we actually do, or is it something we can do in our head?
No, physically do it. Write them down, because if you can't write them down, then you're not clear about them. And there is something to writing things down, because then it gets it right in front of us on a piece of paper, and we know that we are clear about it. And then I'll ask people to write down the top five values in their life, and knowing that we all have different value systems, so we're not judging them. But then I ask them to prioritize their values. What's the number one value in your life? If push came to shove, what are you not going to compromise on?
Give us an example. What would be the first thing that somebody might write down as an example of a value?
Family.
Okay. Work.
Health. Right. Oh, right. Family, health, work. And the reason that
maybe they would write down money or house or boat. I mean, it might be something like that, right? I mean, who are you? You and I can't judge them. I mean, but I'm saying it might be something like that.
Absolutely.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, it's amazing how things jump off the page at you when they're looking back at you from a sheet of paper. It's amazing. Try this exercise. We're going to talk about it some more with our good friend Christine Mockler-Casper, the author of From Now On with Passion, 20 After. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Christine Mockler-Casper, the author of From Now On with Passion, A Guide to Emotional Intelligence. Christine, tell us where your book's available and give us your website, please.
My website is www.chriscasper.com.
Okay.
And the book is available on Amazon, on all the major booksellers, and also in bookstores.
Okay, now we're talking about this exercise, this what you're calling the establishing your values exercise, and it's the first step that you think we should take to establish self-management?
Yes, because that helps us increase our confidence, because if we know what we stand for, then we're more apt to stand and get that back up straight. Absolutely, identify your values.
So let's say we write down, and when we do this exercise first, write down your values, but don't worry maybe at the beginning. You don't want to worry about what order you write them down in, because right now you're just trying to get them out of you, right?
Right. So that's the first step, is just get them down on paper.
Get them out. Yeah.
And then we say prioritize them.
Okay. So we write down boat, family, job, house, money, children, you know, whatever the value may be, job, whatever it may be, you write all those things down, and then you prioritize them, and then is there a danger that when you start prioritizing them, you might pick up something that's a little bit superficial and realize that, you know, that was your first thought, but you realize that's probably not what you ought to be putting down as number one?
Right. And remember in self-awareness last time, we talked about if you get just an uncomfortable feeling or if your gut is telling you this isn't right or you get a little twitch as you're prioritizing them, then listen to that gut feeling and say, now why am I feeling this may not be the right priority? Listen to yourself.
So if I say, let's say that I'm writing this down and the first thing I wrote down was my work. And then I would think, well, wait a minute, you know, maybe that's the reason why my wife is not happy with me right now.
Right.
or whatever, you know, maybe no wonder my kids won't speak to me or whatever it might be. Then you're saying that in the prioritization, you're the writing of the prioritizing is not only good, but the emotions that are happening as you're prioritizing, that's what you want to listen to.
Absolutely. And it's such a simple exercise that all of us can do in the next few minutes. It's very easy to do. And it gets us thinking and feeling.
Right. All right. Well, what do we do? Let's say that we're prioritizing and we're becoming a little uncomfortable with our values, with the way we value things. What do we do with that?
When we become uncomfortable, that's information. So we want to
Is that
just
a whisper?
It's the whisper.
Okay.
And how great to hear the whispers, because it's a shame that most of us only hear shouts when then it's too late and we have to react firmly. But if you hear the whispers, then you can take the time to choose very intentfully how you want to respond to those whispers.
Mm-hmm.
Take time to be alone. All of us are running around so much and we've got so much information in our head. Just pause, take some time to be alone and by yourself. And then besides that, Jim, we also ask people to solicit feedback from others, because we should be very clear about our intentions. Once we know our values and we are clear about our intentions, we cannot often see our behaviors. And to self-manage ourselves well, we've got to understand the behaviors that we are demonstrating to others, because other people can only see our behaviors. They don't know our intentions. And no matter how astute we are, we can only see our intentions, but not all of our behaviors.
And these intentions, folks, I'm afraid are going to be pulling you in directions you might not want to be going in, because if you haven't written them down, if you haven't identified them to yourselves. And don't you need to be comparing these values with the values of, say, the people you work with? For example, in an exercise like that, also certainly your spouse, isn't that something that you should be, you know, having this exercise with them, let them do theirs and you do yours, and then compare them?
Yes. And we were talking about small businesses and how they operate. And I think we might have mentioned this last time. People will no longer work for organizations whose values are not aligned with their values. They may show up for work, but they're only giving you about 50% of their productivity, of their intentfulness. Because if there's not a value alignment, they're not fully present there in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into an organization, ask them, what are your values? Let me see your written value statement.
That might be problematic, because what if the person on the other side hasn't written their values down?
Oh, no, I don't mean personally.
Yeah.
If we're talking about a business.
Yeah.
Ideally, when I walk into a company, I should see their vision statement, their mission statement, mm-hmm. their core values, and their norms for operation right on a wall somewhere. If the business hasn't thought about that, that's something you can help contribute to that.
We need you to come back and help us develop those. Will you do that?
That's what I do with companies, yes.
All right. Will you come back and help us get started on some of that? Maybe the next time we'll get into some of those, because I agree with you. I think those need to be done, because we have to wrap it up right now, Christine. But will you come back and do that with us next time?
I would. And thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you, Christine. Christine Mockler-Casper, ladies and gentlemen. From Now On with Passion is the name of the book, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Christine. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Quick break, 29 after. We'll be right back with Rich Galen. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.